We will hear a case against a new proposed golf course on Lake Michigan during this half hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Tuesday, July 8th. A group of residents are protesting this proposed golf course that would occupy nearly 250 acres on the shore of Lake Michigan near Sheboygan and require access through publicly owned state parkland, the Kohler-Andre State Park. We will talk in this half hour with one opponent to this proposed golf course, and we will welcome your questions and your concerns, or maybe your support of another golf course along Lake Michigan. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Mary Fadash, a resident of the town of Wilson, Wisconsin, a co-spokesperson for the Friends of the Black River Forest, a group that is organizing against this proposed golf course in Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So who wants to build the golf course?
Herbert Kohler Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And Kohler Company.
And what's wrong with having another beautiful golf course in that area?
Well, Joy, I think the first thing maybe many people think of is that, and they also state, that Herbert Kohler creates beautiful things. The issue with a golf course is that massive environmental destruction takes place in the area, and the area that he proposes it in is not in a bubble. There's a town in the area, and it's along the shore of Lake Michigan. So to clear-cut, deforest over half of that land and to affect the hundreds of species and flora that are in that area and to have environmental impact on not only our natural resources but the town residents is the issue. That it's not just a beautiful golf course. If, when we started to read up on golf courses and pesticides and herbicides and the runoff of fertilizer, we found that many people described the ponds and the land on a golf course as toxic waste dumps because of the amount of those chemicals that are applied to it. And also, we believe that there are perhaps certain places to put golf courses. For instance, at Whistling Straits, although this isn't a great example because of all the violations that have occurred there, but at Whistling Straits in the town of Mosul, the land where the Kohler Company built the golf course was really reclaimed land. It was used as an army base, I believe. There was going to be perhaps a nuclear power plant there. And it was kind of scrubland, and Kohler developed Whistling Straits there. Now, while, of course, that is better to, if you're going to have to put a golf course in, to put it in an area like that, there are still environmental concerns with any golf course. So there, and in the town of Mosul, unfortunately, a lot of negative things have happened because of the presence of Whistling Straits.
Like what?
Well, there have been, from the beginning of the development, there were just rampant violations by the Kohler Company, erecting a berm, which was asked not to do in the conditional use permit with the town of Wilson. The berm went up almost immediately, 800 feet long and 15 feet high, which blocked the view of the lake. The beach access was denied, and by statute, you have to provide for every number of feet and access to the beach for the residents. There were huge boulders put up, which was put in the middle of the beach in the wrong location, and the DNR, unfortunately, at that time, kind of closed its eyes to some of the violations that were occurring. The town of Mosul's taxes have gone up because the Kohler Company went to them in, I believe, 2010, and told them that Whistling Straits had had a bad year, and they were asking for their tax base to be decreased by $5,000. Now, because of a current, I believe it was a tax issue going on in the town, the taxes went up. The town of Mosul is less than 800 people.
Yeah.
The wells in some of the wells in Mosul are being affected. They've gone dry, to which the Kohler Company says, prove it. Well, we know that massive amounts of water use on golf courses affect the aquifer and affect the wells in the area. So I could go on and on about.
Well, back. Yeah, let's get back to the proposed new golf course. Where does this plan stand right now?
Well, the Kohler Company presented what is called a conditional use application to the Town of Wilson Plan Commission, and there was a public meeting at which no comment was allowed because it was a presentation to the Plan Commission, and then the Plan Commission takes this and waits for all of the necessary permits to come in from the state, the county, state, county, there would be federal, the EPA would be involved in it, I believe. And then it makes a recommendation to the town board. And at this point, we're waiting for they have the CUP application. We're waiting to give public comment on July 16th to the Plan Commission concerning this proposal. So I can't tell you how long those processes will take, but it is in the hands of the Plan Commission right now.
Yeah, and so there is going to be this public hearing on the proposal on July 16th. What kind of sentiments do you think residents might express at that public hearing?
Well, I could start with our petition that we have on our website, Friends of the Black River Forest, and the comments on there are all negative. Of course, you would expect that. All positive, I'm sorry. And we don't have any negative comments about it because I think, as far as our town is concerned, we're trying to do a really good job of educating people as to kind of like the myths that go around about a decision like this. For instance, someone can do whatever they want with their land. Well, we know that's not true, Joy. I mean, since the 13 colonies, there have been nuisance laws and then zoning laws, so this is not correct. A lot of people think that our board doesn't have the power. Well, our board has all the power in local land use decisions. They have the final word. And then other people say things like, well, Kohler always does first-class projects. However, you know, they're not really thinking about the effect on the environment when they say something like that. So we are educating people as much as we can. We had a public meeting last week inviting everybody from our town to come, and we had over 200 people. We're trying to get more, obviously. We have put out a change.org petition. We've got nothing but positive comments for our cause. And I think that the people that visit Kohler Andre Park, which, by the way, would be also, that road would be the entrance to the Kohler golf course, and we're thinking of 300,000 to 400,000 people coming down that one road to, you know, a championship event, how that would affect the people of Kohler Andre and the town. But one of our members went out to Kohler Andre this past weekend and talked to people. She had 195 people that were for it, that were against the course, and 5 people that were for it. So in terms of what our plan commission and our town board, what direction they're heading, we have no idea. We do know that they're under a lot of pressure because when you have, if this were a John Doe golf course, Joy, we wouldn't have any problem. Most likely we would say immediately, you know, this doesn't fit at all. into our town's plan. There's no way.
But because it's a Kohler Company project, there you believe there might be more pressure to let it go through.
Well, Joy, I've lived here for 17 years, and the first time I asked a question about Kohler, the response was, well, you know, Herbie gets what he wants, or the Kohler Company has too much power. And the influence of the Kohler Company is just ingrained in this county.
Well, I did see a news report on one of the Milwaukee TV stations that was a short report, but it talked about your concerns, or at least the Friends of the Black River Forest concerns about this proposed golf course. But another area resident who was saying that, you know, it'll be good for jobs, it'll be good for tourism, it'll be good, you know, for the area's economy. So he was expressing some, you know, support for the project. I mean, what about the issues of jobs, the economy, and tourism?
Well, Joy, I think those were benefits that the Kohler Company put on their conditional use permit, the ones you just mentioned. And I think, again, we have to really look at that and what does it mean, because we all know that the lure of jobs, you know, everyone jumps at that, and the improvement of the economy. So what we did is we started looking into if there was any improvement in the economy of the town of Mosul. There were not businesses that developed along the highway corridor to Mosul. There were no businesses that sprouted up in the town of Mosul because of Whistling Straits. The jobs that the Kohler Company is speaking of are part-time, seasonal, and non-benefit. And we feel that to trade our health and benefit from destroying the land in that area, which of course spills out into our whole town and Lake Michigan and our Black River, to trade that for 135 part-time, non-benefit, seasonal jobs is plainly ridiculous.
Let me hold you there because we have to take a break, and we will welcome callers. So any questions or views you might have, does this golf course, this proposed golf course along Lake Michigan near the Kohler-André State Park, sound like a good idea to you? Or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about a proposed new golf course on Lake Michigan in the Sheboygan area, talking with a guest who is with a group opposing this proposed golf course by the Kohler Company. Mary Fadash is a resident of the town of Wilson and a co-spokesperson for Friends of the Black River Forest, which is a group that has organized against this proposed golf course in Wilson. The golf course would occupy 247 acres on the shore of Lake Michigan. It would require access through publicly owned state park land. And our guest is saying that it is just fraught with environmental concerns, that another golf course is not what this area needs. And we welcome your questions and your views on this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Charlene on Facebook writes, I am a golfer, but most golf courses are struggling because there are too many courses and not enough people golfing. This would be a waste of resources to build a new one. Well, any thoughts on that, Mary?
Well, I was an avid golfer, Joy, for probably 5 or 6 years. I golfed every day of my life. And when this first came up, I thought of many, many friends that I have who would love to play on a golf course like this. However, again, we don't look at what it's taking to create the golf course. You know, this is the Kohler Company's land. We have no problem with that. It's privately owned. What we have a problem with is that the destruction that's going to take place to build this golf course, it is not going to happen in a bubble. That this spills over into Lake Michigan, the Black River, our lives in terms of pesticide drift, and the destruction of our way of life. This is a very quiet, wooded community. And to have an assault on the environment like this is personally offensive to me. And I agree with the woman who wrote in very much.
Yeah, so it is Kohler-owned property, but the town of Wilson can say, no, we will not allow you to build a golf course there?
Yes. How local town government works is that if you want to use your land in a way that is not permitted, you apply to use the land through a conditional use, meaning it's using the land, the town puts on conditions. However, our zoning says that you can do this only if the nature of the proposed conditional use and the conditions under which it operates don't have an adverse impact on the adjacent permitted uses, which are all of us. And so our town has the authority, just as if I, Joy, decided that I was going to go out and take all of my empty chemical cans and paint cans and pour them into the ground next to my neighbor's well, of course I couldn't do that. So we have an excellent comprehensive plan, which carries legal weight. Our residents worked on it in 2007. It took 18 months to get feedback from the community. The whole comprehensive plan is organized around preserving and promoting the environment. Mm. So as I mentioned earlier, when this conditional use permit hits the Plan Commission, the very obvious thing is to say, from the Plan Commission's point of view, you know what, this doesn't fit in at all with the comprehensive plan.
You know, why should, Mary, maybe you don't, why should people who don't live right there in the town of Wilson care if a golf course is built there or not?
Well, that's a great question. You know, when I read an article in Golf Digest, which was an interview with Herbert Kohler, covering the issue that the residents in Bandon, Oregon, got together, and as the woman that I talked to in Bandon referred to it, that they ran the developer out of town, what had occurred, which is occurring all over the country, is that developers will go to a governor or someone in an official capacity and say, you know what, we would love to build you an Eagle Reserve in this area of the state. We'll buy that, and then we'll swap the land along the Oregon coast. That's happening everywhere. So I talked to this Claudine, who was a counselor, a town counselor in Bandon, and she said, you know, whatever you do in the town of Wilson, whatever victories you have, you do them for us also. And our victory in Bandon was a victory for you. She was a former resident of Brookfield, Wisconsin, and she's been fighting the giving off or selling off of state land for golf courses for the 15 years that she's lived there. So, you know, Joy, the first thing I thought of when I heard about the golf course proposition was I was kind of astounded, because I am aware, and I know a lot of people are aware, of the scarcity of water, not only in our country but in the world, and the fact that many thirsty states are eyeing the Great Lakes. And an average golf course in the Midwest, this was a few years ago, uses 30 to 35 million gallons of water a year. So I was astounded that in this time when the whole world is looking at our destruction of resources, that this would have been a proposal. You know, I saw a great bumper sticker. It says, if you're not outraged, you're not aware. And I was personally outraged by this assault on the environment at this time in history. Not that it's good at any time, but this particular time when we're so concerned about the environment.
Yeah. So when might there be a decision on the golf course?
No, I don't know. When the Kohler Company presented the conditional use permit, the public was there, but as I said, there was no comment allowed. The plan was very cursory. It seemed to many of us that it may have just been done quickly. We have about at least 200 questions about the golf course, and the benefits were just listed as, for instance, you mentioned tourism. We're not a tourist town. We're not interested in it. We never have been. And so there were these kind of very cursory benefits that were listed, and there was not a lot of detail. We've been asking the DNR for copies of all permits that the Kohler Company pulls for this, and we haven't heard from them yet as to whether they're reviewing any permits. But we did hear through some sources that spoke to us that this is being fast-tracked, that the DNR is actively working to figure out a way to give the Kohler Company 12 acres of land that will go across public hiking land, hiking and walking trails.
I probably should have asked that question sooner because we are out of time now. We'll follow what happens here. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Mary Fadash is a resident of the town of Wilson and a spokesperson for Friends of the Black River Forest.